Let's talk movies. I'm joined by our movie critic, Ellie Ventura. Hello there.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good. Been in and out of your sick bed for the last month or so, so I'm pleased you've actually managed to get out and see some movies.
I know. Finally, I missed so many screenings that I wanted to catch just because of the old COVID. So I did manage to get some movies, and I went and saw How to Please a Woman.
Yes, and I mentioned this earlier, featuring your friend and mine, Josh Thompson. So hard not to love him in it, but it's how was the movie in general?
Yeah, I was thinking when I was writing this, I was like, okay, try not to be biased, because obviously we love Josh Thompson. But look, overall, I mean, I do love an Aussie movie, or, you know, with a few Kiwi characters in them, because it does feel, it's like coming home, isn't it? It's like getting into a warm bath of people and scenes that you know and accents that you know, and it's just, it always feels like it's a bit more of a personal joke to you, you know, the little references that they do.
Yeah, so, think of The Castle, right? There's so much stuff in there that you wouldn't expect a Northern Hemisphere audience to come anywhere near to understanding.
Totally. And I'm always surprised, actually. You know, I was always surprised when things like What We Do in the Shadows go really big overseas, because they feel so Kiwi, or they, you know, or you see an Australian movie that does really well.
And I know.
You're really surprised because you think, oh, no, that's our joke.
The secret, yeah, paradoxically, the secret seems to be to make no attempt to make it understandable to people outside New Zealand. And that seems to do the trick.
And then people love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I mean, this one is definitely, it's actually the lead in this, Sally Phillips, is British, actually, but she plays essentially like an expat, and she's kind of got that British Aussie twang down quite well. And you kind of don't really notice her accents at all through it, which is quite good, because it's probably quite hard to do, I think, to combine the two.
Yeah, I'll say.
But she's actually, I mean, most people will know who she is once they see a picture of her. You know, I know her best from probably Bridget Jones's Diary, but she's been in so many comedies. And in this, she's basically, the idea is 50-year-old-ish kind of woman who, like, and not a lot is going on in her life. She goes to work and she's sort of really busy and everything, and she swims every day. Her marriage is kind of meh. Like, it's just sort of fizzled out a little bit. And anyway, she has a birthday, and her friends are kind of thinking, oh, well, as a joke, we'll get her a stripper, which is, like, pretty confronting.
Yeah.
When the guy comes to her door, she's like, what are you doing here? Obviously, I'm not going to allow this to happen. This is outrageous. And so she gets him to clean her house. which, because, you know, she goes, oh, well, I've got you for 2 hours, don't I? Can you just, you know, wipe the floors and whatever?
Yeah.
Which I thought was brilliant, because I feel like if anyone did that to me, that's what I'd do too. You just go, I don't want, this is your job, but I don't want you to do this. and so while she's doing it, she thinks, you know, this is quite a good idea. I think a lot of women would really love a man to come and clean their house. That's a great idea, and she sort of doesn't think about it. And then she actually loses her job. So she, kind of all this sort of stuff happens, and she ends up getting into a situation where she's owning a business that essentially, like, people can book men to clean their house and also satisfy them intimately.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a very, the premise of it, you would think this is going to be a very raunchy or like a kind of unsophisticated, maybe dirty kind of joke in this movie. But it's not like that at all. The idea is actually that, hey, what do women actually want from partners? Why is it that they're so sort of seemingly unsatisfied, particularly when they get to maybe their 50s and they're married or they're divorced, or, you know, what are they missing from their sex lives? And it's actually a really refreshing and funny, but also quite heartbreaking at times movie about, I guess, what women want. And, you know, the final answer is that actually women are extremely hard to please, because they're all different, and there's not kind of one big, you know, label that you can give to what they want. But look, I really enjoyed it. It was really funny. And speaking of, you know, the Kiwis that pop up in these kind of Australian movies, one of the leads in this is Eric Thompson. Yeah. So he's from Packed for the Rafters. He was in Coming Home in the Dark. And I don't know. I just, as soon as I saw him, I just thought, oh, I love this guy.
Yeah.
Whatever he's in, you know, he's just so, you know, he's very handsome and everything and a very good actor. But I think there's something about him that's just so open and you just want to.
He feels like all of our dad. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think that Packed for the Rafters role, that's how I always will think of him like that, no matter what role he's in. But he is actually pretty versatile.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's kind of, even not like everyone's dad or everyone's friend's dad, you know, that dad that you kind of have a bit of a joke with, you know, he's a little bit like kind of cheeky and all that sort of thing. And look, all the side characters are really great. You know, and I will say, maybe this is my bias, I would have loved to see more of Josh Thompson. He is so funny in this. It's just the perfect sort of role for him because he's very awkward, but also just really funny. And there's quite a lot of they've got about three dudes about his age who are the men that go out and do this cleaning and other stuff, and all of them are really different but really fun and really charming, and just these sort of men that you would open your door to, you know, you wouldn't like, non-threatening, I guess, but still really charming and wonderful. So honestly, I loved the movie. I thought it was lovely, and I think it's, to anyone who's thinking, okay, this is really targeted, I did see this at a ladies' night, and I think that definitely is probably the audience for women, and particularly sort of older women. But I actually think that everyone could get on board. It's almost a family movie, despite how raunchy the subject of it is.
I keep thinking of Full Monty. Is that a good reference point?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of, but what I love about it as well is that it's not trying to be like particularly feminist, but it inherently is, because it's just actually from a female gaze rather than a male gaze.
Got it.
So that's quite nice. But also, when I was watching it, I was just thinking the whole time, should I get a cleaner? Is that something
to do? It opens on Thursday, next Thursday, 26th of May, How to Please a Woman. And then this looks quite different, The Innocents.
Yeah, this is a very different tone shift. This is a thriller. I mean, this movie is all about children who essentially get powers, and then they start to do, it starts getting a bit dark and they do really bad things with these powers. But honestly, children in horror movies or thriller movies are terrifying. I don't know what it is about I love kids. But I don't have them, but I love them. But these children are terrifying. it's a Norwegian movie, and so maybe it's also because like the lead character is blonde and quite pale, and I don't know what it is about like blonde kids, but they just, for some reason, when you have them,
just unsettling.
They're so unsettling. But this, honestly, this movie is brilliant. If you, I would recommend it to sort of everyone, but if you like thrillers, this is so interesting. It's just so chilling and fascinating. I was hooked the whole way through. There is a little bit, just to give people an idea, there is a little bit of animal cruelty in it. So if you're not, if you can't handle that, I would just sort of give a bit of a trigger warning for that. But aside from that, we've got these Norwegian kids who are living in this apartment building. And as I said, they kind of figure out that they have powers, and it sort of goes awry. But the thing about it is that it's not trying to sort of, because it could be quite sci-fi, that kind of, or even superhero-ish, that kind of storyline, you know, getting these powers. But it's actually more about how kids don't really know. They take a while to understand really kind of right from wrong. You know, they try things out. They don't sort of quite understand maybe how other people feel pain, or how what they do might affect people. And so it's quite an interesting thing. And I guess that's why it's called The Innocents, because you have these kids who are so innocent and they don't really know what they're doing, but they end up doing incredibly bad things. And it's just sort of it's so creepy to watch them, though, because you would not guess, you know, that none of the parents in this situation know that their kids are doing bad things. They don't know what's going on. And it's like an interesting kind of look at how kids maybe interact with each other when adults aren't around.
Mm.
So I really loved it. It is so freaky and so, like, chilling to watch these kids kind of get together and do these awful things, but I really, really loved it. And it's one of those ones that has subtitles, so you do have to pay attention, but the thing about it is you never felt like you were being, you know, you wanted to know what was happening next. And also you don't, it's not predictable in any kind of way. The writer and director of this one actually recently made the movie The Worst Person in the World, which is like quite a big movie. It just got an Oscar nomination, actually. So whoever this director is, Escal Voice, I believe, and he is one to watch because, honestly, incredible, incredible movie. Highly recommend. I had goosebumps the entire time. But, yeah, just that warning that it is quite rough if you're not into this sort of movie.
Thriller more than a horror, you'd say?
Definitely. It's not particularly gory or anything, and it's not particularly, like, jump scares, but it is a on-the-edge-of-your-seat anxiety-inducing that thrillers give you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds good. Thank you so much, Ellie. Great to have you on.
Thanks, Nippy.
Movie reviewer Ellie Ventura. That was The Innocents, Innocents, plural of innocent. And she was also talking about that Australian production, How to Please a Woman.